Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Goltha.
It is Rally Week. Lots of good things going on in Rally Week. And most recently, though, some important news to share. Our brothers and sisters in Christ affected by the wildfires in California. Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response, here to provide an update. Ross, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Tell us a little bit about the devastation that has been created by these fires.
Well, I think one of the misconceptions is that only the wealthy and the famous are the people that are being affected by this, because we see that in the news. On the highlights are movie stars that have lost their homes. But in reality, almost 9,000 structures and multiple fires across California have been burned down. And many of those are poorer communities up in the mountains, and they're not where the wealthy and the famous are living at. And the tragic thing is, when your house burns down, you go back and there's literally nothing but a chimney standing. So it's not like after a flood or a tornado, you can try to salvage something. There's nothing to salvage. There's nothing but ash. And so every single worldly possession that you own is gone. It sounds almost trite, because as Christians, we think it's just worldly possessions, but we're really attached to them. And a lot of those are blessings that God has given us, our families have given us. A lot of those are memories that we've had with our children, our grandparents, family heirlooms. All those are lost. And after a fire has devastated your house, a lot of times there's a need. There's a spiritual crisis that's happening, and that's where the church can come in and be a blessing in the midst of all of this. The church is able to offer something that an insurance company can't, or an insurance settlement cannot help with. And we bring the peace that surpasses all understanding. And so one of the things that we're doing, besides giving out gift cards and helping people rebuild their homes, is we're trying to bring God's word and Christian care to those who are Christians, but also to those who are not Christians. And so we have multiple active congregations in California that are helping out, trying to be a light to the world around them that's been devastated.
Yeah, the devastation is just, it's almost unreal, just looking at pictures, and there's nothing. And it's both that the physical need of literally needing a roof over your head again, but also that spiritual need that the churches are able to provide, that no one else can really do. What else are the churches doing? You mentioned gift cards, and prayers and spiritual support. Are there other things that the churches are able to do?
Well, tragically, we did have one congregation completely burned to the ground. Mm-hmm. We had in Paradise, California, Our Savior Lutheran Church is no longer a church. The parsonage is gone. The pastor no longer has a home. And there's approximately 30 member families that have lost their homes in Paradise, California. In fact, the entire town is gone. The businesses are gone as well. So that community needs a lot of prayer, a lot of support. Many of those members are temporarily living and finding shelter in a neighboring city of Chico, California, and receiving spiritual care from that pastor as well. But that's absolutely a devastated area that we have a strong Lutheran presence, but we're also doing a lot of outreach into that whole Paradise in Chico, California. That's in the northern part of California.
Just to clarify, the church building is gone. The church still remains.
That's absolutely correct.
Right. So the local neighboring congregations have stepped up to care for their neighbors in Christ and provide for them. I recall reading in the reporter that many had opened their homes, so
absolutely
they had a place to stay.
Pastor Brandon Merrick also. The pastor of Our Savior and is still active with his members. Even though he doesn't have a home, his members are moved. As you said, Andy, the church is still there. It's still active. It's still taking care of its members. We're seeing how the family of Christ gets together and cares for others. One of the Bible verses that I've been talking to some of the pastors in that area about is John 14, verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I will give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And the peace that we have as Christians in the midst of something that's absolutely overwhelming is something that a lot of times the rest of the world doesn't understand at all, because we have an eternal perspective on the things of this world. And we have a peace that only God can give believers. And that's the peace that we also share in times of tragedy in our lives.
Absolutely. What are the next steps for the community rebuilding and getting back to some sense of normalcy?
Well, right now, the church just burnt down literally a couple of days ago, and literally the smoke has not cleared. So that's conversations that they're going to be having is where to rebuild, should they rebuild, are they going to rebuild, are the businesses going to rebuild, are the residents of Paradise, California going to go back and rebuild, are there going to be zoning changes that the state and the county are going to enforce where you can build or where you cannot rebuild. So right now, there's just so many questions. I'm sure there's a lot of emotions and strong feelings that are happening, but I think it's going to be a few weeks or months before there's going to be a lot of consensus and also clarity about what the next steps are going to be.
When you lose all those earthly possessions in your home, that's just nearly complete devastation. But thanks be to God that we still have His Word, we still have His hope, and that the congregation is still being served.
That's something that fire cannot destroy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, anything else from here forward that we need to know?
We're going to be posting links and updates about this on our website. It's lcms.org/disaster. lcms.org/disaster. We also have a Facebook site that we're putting prayers and updates as well. And that's just Facebook. It's the LCMS Disaster Response on Facebook. So if you go to the search bar, LCMS Disaster Response.
Very good. Thank you so much, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Thanks so much for stopping in this morning and sharing with us these updates. And certainly those folks are in our prayers.
Thank you.
It is Rally Week. And we have Mary Schmidt in studio to provide some updates for us. We have some thank yous to share. Is that right?
Yes. I have a couple of people I'd like to thank who gave online at our website, so KFUO.org, give now. I'd like to thank David and Joe of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who actually gave it specifically in honor for Pastor Brian Wolfmuller of Cross Defense. They really like that program.
Hey, I know how he's doing. They're good people. Thanks, guys.
I have to say the Cross Defense crowd rallied on Monday.
They rallied on Rally Week.
They did. They rallied on Rally Week. They wanted to let us know how much they love that program. And thank you, Cross Defense listeners, for just flooding our inbox and responding. Yes.
Worldwide Cross Defense listeners.
That's right.
Pastor Wolfmuller was reading all these emails from
all around the world.
Literally all around the world.
Yeah.
It was really cool. People that listen on podcasts, probably. Because, you know, other side of the world and time zones and all that. But it's really cool.
It is. It is. More thank yous?
I'd like to also thank Matthew and Janine of Altamont, Illinois, Leo and Dorothy of Swansea, Illinois, and Carolyn of Dallas, Texas, who also gave at the level of receiving a CD. So she gave at that $100 gift level. And she will be receiving the St. Paul's Christmas Music Album. Volume 1, I believe.
It is. It is volume 1, and we might get a little sample of that here in just a minute.
Ooh, yay.
And I also want to thank Rachel of Peoria Heights, Illinois, Gary and Jennifer of Monroe, Michigan, Tim of Bakersfield, California, and Stefan of Henderson, Nevada. So we had quite a few, or a couple people from quite around the country, so it's always encouraging to know that our signal is reaching that far with the gospel, and really, again, it's you, the listener, who is really helping us get this message out, and we ask that you continue to help and support KFUO during this time, especially during Rally Week. And
It is an important venture, really. You know, we're given to proclaim this gospel around the world, and it takes partners like these. Thank you, friends, for calling in or sending in your gifts. So I'm texting in 41444. Is the number to text to, and the message is simply KFUO. You type in the message of KFUO and send it to 41444. I got all the numbers in there, right?
Yeah.
Send that message in. Wow. And so the lines are open right now. 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Andy.
And we might share a little bit of some of the St. Paul's music here in just a minute.
I think we should.
Yeah, before we get to the next program. Well, it does it for the Coffee Hour, 1-800-730-2727. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
That was Savior of the Nations Come from St. Paul's Music Conservatory, Council Bluffs, Iowa. That is the Christmas album, Volume 1, a gift we'd like to share with you to say thank you for making a gift of $100 or more to KFUO this week during Rally Week. You can do that at 1-800-730-2727. Thanks so much for joining us for Coffee Hour and Rally Week. More to come tomorrow.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.